This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
That you bought today, staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long for me, only for me.
America. COVID crazy, that's what's happening to so many, and I think this is why when you've got 20 and 21-year-olds and, heck, even 19-year-olds that are off at college, 400 getting together for a party, COVID, no worries. Villanova, we're not concerned. Are you kidding me? North Carolina, woo, time to party. And unfortunately, it's leading to more cases of COVID-19. And unfortunately, that means there's the possibility of more people that they know getting it, multiplying that, and so on and so on and so on. But the house is closing in the walls, I know, on so many of us. Kate Delaney, hope you had a great weekend wherever your house is. And maybe you had a chance to tool around in your car, do one of those drive-in things. They're popping up all over the place. People are getting very, very creative. I have to say a big bravo to all of you who are reinventing, reimagining, and redoing your life or rebooting it in some way instead of feeling sorry for yourself, because it's easy to get sucked into that. And like I said, I think the COVID crazies are out in full force. Quite a weekend. It was all about campaigning for the Democrats. Of course, the Democratic convention set to get underway. Joe Biden will officially take the nomination on Thursday, and then there'll be a slew of others who will speak in between, including Kamala Harris, who is his vice presidential choice. And then for the Republicans, it's about gearing up for their convention and for President Trump still hitting those themes of what's worked well, and how can this economy get back on its feet, and what's happening with the vaccine, and a couple of other really big ticket items I think that the Republicans are going to throw out there. And they're already hitting back, certainly, with some of the ads you might have seen as you were in your house watching some tube again and again and again. You'll notice that now it has begun. Game on, big time, and big time on both sides. And there's going to be this great big push because, you know, we're into what I call the red zone. Just like in football, we're 20 yards away from really the finish of this thing, because before you know it, November 3rd will be here and we'll be voting. But will there be mail-in ballots And will those ballots count? And how does that all look? You know, it's interesting because what you have is a lot of people with the Postal Service who are trying to really ratchet up the confidence in the system. Attorney generals from probably six or more states are discussing possible lawsuits against the administration to block it from reducing mail service in the wake of President Trump's attacks on the Postal Service and widespread mail delays around the country. Have you been noticing a mail delay? Are you not getting your bills quite as quickly? That direct mail that you hunger for, is it getting there pretty late? I know that my mail seems as though it's coming from Pony Express. I feel as though I just need a cowboy boots on and a Western hat, and I'm good to go. Seriously, sometimes that mail is incredibly, incredibly slow. But the big question still, again, is mail-in ballots. And because of the virus and the lack of people, a lot of people not wanting, even with distancing everything else, not wanting to stand in any lines and vote, you just wonder how that's all going to turn out and how it's going to mash up. I mean, the Postal Service is warning 46 states that their voters could be disenfranchised by delays with the mail-in ballots, right? Texas mail-in ballots might be delayed in November. They're saying this. I mean, the United States Postal Service is saying this. They're warning they can't meet their deadline, so that doesn't inspire confidence, and the attorney generals are trying to whip it up in the opposite direction. How about absentee ballots? How about those, right? Or maybe people will just go to the polling places. They'll be open and they'll have to constantly do the thing where they're distancing, their masks are on, and, you know, they try to do the best they can in getting people to come out to the polls. I'll tell you what, it has been an incredible year, an unprecedented year in my life, and I'm sure many of your lives as well. And I went through 9/11 right there in New York, in New Jersey, when all of that happened. But I think this is a whole different thing, and obviously it's a different thing. We're talking about a pandemic versus terrorism, a terrorist of a different sort, this virus. I say it again and again, but you can't get that vaccine soon enough. Those trials seem to be going well. They started weeks ago. The real big trials started weeks ago. And I hear the trials are going well. So, you know, full speed ahead. Let's hope Operation Warp Speed really pays off massive dividends sooner rather than later. Coronavirus deaths in the United States, we are now at that milestone of 170,000. That's out of 5.41 million confirmed cases. If we look to our brothers and sisters around the globe all together and we put ourselves in with them, deaths 774,000, but 13.6 million recovered. Many Americans in that number. 21.6 million confirmed cases worldwide. Some grim milestones are being hit in individual states where they saw outbreaks or hot zones, like Texas, 10,467 deaths. Florida, 9,451 deaths. Georgia, 4,600 deaths at this point. All right, hang with us. It's going to be a rocket hour, including your thoughts as we're heading the mailbag.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. Talking about the pandemic and COVID and the numbers and, of course, what's happening in the United States and the UK and so many other places. But our friends in New Zealand have learned something that we need to learn. I talked about this the other day. It's been over 100 days. They hadn't had any of those deaths, the stuff that so many of us are dealing with, because I think they're doing a good job of doing what you're supposed to do. But somebody who knows better than I, because she's in Auckland in New Zealand, is Gail Nichols, and I'm excited to have her on the show. She's coming up a little bit later to talk about her book that's so powerful. Who are you, basically? Who are you? So what is your reality? And we go pretty deep in this, and you're going to be surprised by some of the conversations, this conversation that needs to happen in trying to figure out who you are and why you're here. So, Gail, in Auckland, what's it been like?
It's been very good, actually, because we're good little Kiwis. We do as we're told. And Jacinda, our Prime Minister, got us into lockdown pretty quickly, and we stuck to it. Because in a way, it was like a holiday. You know, you don't go to work. But it's also what was lots in the future is technology. So we found out that we can actually do our work in front of our TVs and computers and what have you, and telephones. And we are also very much into nature. So we also saw that we're not all getting into our cars creating massive pollution. So our air has been a lot better. We found out that we can communicate by this medium we call a computer, videos and so forth. So we didn't find it too difficult because we're only a very small country. We're not quite 5 million and we're quite spread out. So in Auckland, we all did as we were told because we trust and we do respect everybody else's health and well-being. So I guess we've done it, and it's most of us have said it's been like a holiday. You know, we don't have to go to work, and we can do our work at zero. Don't want to wake up from 8 to 5. Oh, yes, it's, you know, I'm a night owl, so I work better in the afternoon and evening. So it's come in very handy. And the people I've been asking about it, because I'm very analytical and I'm always asking questions and how they find it, everybody said, we've enjoyed it. But do we believe in this virus as such? But if you understand what I've been talking about, this was prophesied. So in the prophecy, there would be a end of cycle, but we would be creating it. And so I feel that Kiwis, New Zealanders, we have been very good little children and done as we're told. And I think it was a good thing to lock down. At first, we did a bit of a hum and ha, but everybody's sort of done as they've been told. And I think that lockdown and keeping ourselves in our own environment has been the key to it, Kate. I really do.
Yeah.
And now it's just like everybody, I believe there's over 100,000 Americans all trying to immigrate to New Zealand. I don't know. I've got a couple of bedrooms here, but I don't know how we're going to fit everybody in who wants to immigrate. People who have left New Zealand now wanting to come back. They say that New Zealand is called God Zone, and I think maybe we are very lucky. So, yes, we respect each other and respect the wishes of the government. And some of us, yeah, don't agree with it. But we do as we're told.
All right, so there you go. They're doing as they're told, but now there has been, as Gail was saying, there has been, unfortunately, a little bit of a flare-up with the Kiwis and Jacinda, the New Zealand Prime Minister, Ardern not happy, saying that she's changing the 2020 general election date. She had announced that at a news conference on Monday, and she's saying that she's going to move it by a month to October 17th because Auckland, which is where Gail is from, remains in lockdown due to that new outbreak of the coronavirus, and that gives people sufficient time for parties to plan around the circumstances that they've, you know, got a campaign under, I guess, and said she's not going to delay it any further. The election was scheduled for September 19th, and New Zealand law requires it to be held by November 21st, so advance voting starts on October 3rd. And with a population of 5 million, New Zealand has definitely still fared far better than most countries during the pandemic. But all of a sudden, this abrupt resurgence of COVID-19 kind of shook up Auckland and prompted the lockdown. The suspicion is that the source of the spread was a quarantined facility. So, you know, how about that? Pretty interesting. In the country, there are 69 active cases. That's it, 69. Wow. All right. And we said Gail is coming up later. She's got an interesting journey. Who are you? So what is your reality? She talks about all kinds of things, extraterrestrials, earth cycles, the things that she feels and knows. And the whole thing of extraterrestrials now, especially since the Department of Defense in the United States is talking about, oh, we're forming this task force. Isn't it interesting? And the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force is what was created by the Deputy Defense Secretary, David Norquist, strengthening what that effort already was since 2018. And there was this talk about what happened with the Navy and their run-ins with unidentified objects. And the Senate recently said, we're releasing this public. We're going to have this public report of government findings on that whole thing. And in April, the U.S. also released, if you remember, 3 declassified videos that show U.S. Navy pilots encountering what looks like, UFOs. So the conversation has become quite interesting. Let's put it that way, right? Not interesting in Chicago. In Chicago, it's just bloody sad. I mean, it's It really is. It's ridiculous. The mayor is just pleading with everyone to stop the insanity that has happened there. I mean, it really, truly is, when it comes to violence, more than we can describe. I mean, more than to keep saying, it's a war zone in Chicago. It's damn disgusting is what it is. Four people dead, at least 39 wounded in shootings through this weekend. And violence erupted, but not just in Chicago, by the way. There was violent protests in Portland, too. And in the Chicago protests, it was weird because you had demonstrators yelling about accountability from the Chicago Police Department and from the mayor. And it's like, wait, what you have is, and you can see it, I'm not in the middle of those crowds, but based on people I know and then looking in deeper to that, when you have these many people injured, when you have 17 cops injured, 24 people arrested, and protests that turn violent on a Saturday afternoon, you know, quite often the deck is stacked and people are there on purpose to cause mayhem. Shocking, isn't it? I know, it is. So the poor, peaceful demonstrators that want to demonstrate. They feel good. They feel helpless. They want to say something. They want their voice to be heard. I'm big on that, having your voice heard. And then look what happens. It careens into something quite different. I mean, you have people that are throwing not just water bottles, talk about unidentified objects that could hurt, maim, kill the cops. Luckily, none of, in the one incident, none of them were life-threatening. But Lightfoot has had enough. She has her foot on the gas on this thing, and she's saying that the agitators, is what she's calling them, the agitators have embedded themselves in these seemingly peaceful protests, and they're coming for a fight. They want the fight. Although, even if they get over pretty quickly, I mean, that's what they want, and go back to the peaceful protest, they got to find the people. It's about finding them. They were saying that some people in the group, because they're getting good at this, oh, yeah, you don't, if you're going to be the mayhem, you're going to get good at it. So some in the group use black umbrellas to make it harder for the police to see them. Because they, who are they looking at? That's, you know, what it is. So, too bad. I think the crowd needs to police themselves, look around, and if they find those people, call them out. I've seen that a few times. Call them out. Get them out so that you can have a peaceful protest. Coming up, we are heading to that mailbag. Max says, Kate, I'm itching for a vacation. How about you? Ooh, find out next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are speaking out about recent actions by the U.S. Postal Service. They claim the changes are designed to make it more difficult to vote by mail. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm demanding that the Senate hold hearings and call Mr. DeJoy and the head of the Postal Commission before them this week. I'm demanding that Leader McConnell go into regular session so we can have these hearings.
On CBS's Face the Nation, President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, says the president's actions are because he cares.
I think what President Trump wants is a fair election. If you have a tried-and-true system where they've been doing it like absentee ballots, where there's some security mechanisms built in, that's totally acceptable. That's a great thing to do. But you can't have a new system being tried where there's not the right time to do it and expect them to get it right and then expect that Americans will have confidence in the elections.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump says he's very strongly looking into whether he should pardon Edward Snowden. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The president making the comment yesterday at a news conference in New Jersey.
There are many, many people. It seems to be a split decision. Many people think that he should be somehow treated differently, and other people think he did very bad things.
The former NSA contractor has been living in exile in Moscow for 6 years.
Some Trump supporters have been pushing a false narrative that Kamala Harris isn't eligible to run with Joe Biden because her parents weren't born in the U.S. She was born here, so she is eligible. On CNN, New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker says she's ready for a fight.
Kamala Harris has been fighting that fight her entire career, rising to positions where she was the first African-American woman in time and time again. So if there's anybody that's ready for this kind of mess, it's Kamala Harris.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, Mac, listening to us in New Orleans. Hey, Kate, I am ready to go, go, go. Do you have that feeling, even though I believe I'm lucky? I've got a dog, wife, kids. I am doing some things to be active. We're all coming together as a group, but now it feels like everything's kind of closing in on us. Absolutely. That's what I said. I started off with our house is a very, very fine house, but gosh, we'd really like to leave it more. And people are taking vacations in RVs, going into the woods, trying to go to places where they know they'll have some space. Anything to create some difference, to create some memories, to get out of whatever the norm is. So the answer is yes, yes, yes. At the tail end of this week, I'm out for a couple of days disappearing into the forest. And really deep, where you can't even get Wi-Fi. No Wi-Fi. I don't know that I've been any place, whether it was Ireland, Grenada, Ecuador, any place in this great country in a very long time where I haven't had Wi-Fi access. So no Wi-Fi, shaky cell service. I think it's good because it's going to create some of that, some of those memories with my family and give us some of that space. And it's just a short little mini thing, but a little mini thing will do. And for all of you out there, if you can afford to take a little mini break, and there are cheap ways to do that, absolutely, then I would say go for it. And I've had a lot of friends who have done that, and they say it's really boost your mind, right? Because even the strongest of us we're starting to feel those little cracks underneath the big question mark where we don't know what's going to happen and, oh, you know, what is it going to look like next year? What's happening in business? You know, the current plight that we're in, the questions that we're dealing with, all of that. I get it totally, and that's why we have that feeling. That's that feeling that eventually kind of catches up to you. It's the roller coaster ride. I mean, woohoo! When you're up on the high hill, you feel good, and then all of a sudden, you go down so fast. And I see this with, like I said, really, really strong. I'll call them strong people. All right, this one is from Alice, and Alice says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I started listening to your show just a mere month or two ago. I found it through a friend in Tucson who told me she listens to you on a big station there, KVOI, by the way. And I am wondering what your thoughts are on all of these polls that have Biden in the lead. Do you think the polls are accurate, or do you think the polls are stacked, or what do you make of the polls?" Well, first of all, polls slant in lots of different directions. We're not naive to that, depending on what your particular bias or brand is, I'll say, you know. But you look at the Democrats now with a woman VP, some excitement finally around Biden, and creating that fire for the convention. And always with a convention, traditionally, no matter what, you pick up some points, let's say. And in some polls, he is significantly ahead. The PBS NewsHour NPR Marist poll shows he's up by 11 points over Donald Trump. So he'd have 53% to Donald Trump's 42%, and that's registered voters August 3rd through the 11th. But it's still not a big enough, I think it's still not a big enough lead for the Biden campaign, especially with what happens with Joe Biden. Foot and mouth disease can maybe cost you some votes ultimately. I wouldn't feel completely safe and take a big exhale if I were anyone on that campaign trail, I'll tell you that. All right, this one is from Corey, and he says, "Kate, I look at the possibility of Donald Trump saying a pardon for Ed Snowden, and at first I think, oh, Ed Snowden was a traitor. And then I think about WikiLeaks and the idiot behind WikiLeaks who pressured him to give up the docs. And yes, he's a whistleblower, actually. And some of what Snowden said has been incredibly helpful, actually, and relevant to where we are as a nation. So I've changed my mind, and I would love to see Trump really pardon him." Yeah, that was a curveball I wasn't expecting. So on Saturday, he said he would take a look at doing that. Remember, Snowden disclosed highly classified information from the National Security Agency in 2013. He revealed the news to The Guardian after he fled to Hong Kong before flying to Moscow to avoid extradition back to the United States. He lives in Russia. And he talked about surveillance and the extent of surveillance, the domestic and international scandal that it triggered was intense. So a lot of civil liberty type people hail him as a hero, but as others, he's a traitor. To other people, he's a traitor. So that's an interesting move. He said, "I'm going to look at it strongly," is what he said. So he didn't say, "Oh, I'm definitely going to pardon him." He said he's going to look at it strongly. You know, he commuted the sentence of his longtime ally Roger Stone. He pardoned the anti-immigrant Arizona former lawman, who was actually once a guest on the show a few years ago, Joe Arpaio. He was convicted of criminal contempt. So this is somebody else that could get the pass. That'd be huge for Ed Snowden. Be very big. David says, "Kate, boy, I look at these kids in these schools and I just don't understand. Hey, if you want to have a small party, fine. But knowingly put 500, 600 of you in the same space where you're on top of each other, do we really honestly think they're not going to get COVID? And there is a possibility that they could be around people with weakened immune systems and problems? Of course they can. And, of course, they must know that or they just don't care. It's almost like your life could hinge on a younger person's decision. I don't even think it's almost like that. It depends on, do you have someone living with you that's going to school? The deaths alone should be a wake-up call to any of those people who are not treating this seriously enough. Some of my friends don't think it's as big of a deal, and they think that there is some other conspiracy going on, and they're not believing some of the numbers and some of the things that they're seeing. It is unbelievable, right? So there's always going to be conspiracy theories all around us. And especially for something this big, it is ripe for a conspiracy theory. I mean, ripe for it. I think that it goes back to where do you live, how are you living, who are you around, as to what you need to do, what keeps you safe, what you feel safe doing. I mean, any kind of a rally of hundreds and hundreds of people getting bombed and leaving their trash behind for people to trample on the campus, well, that's pretty obvious. They're partying. They're not worried about coronavirus. They're not thinking about that. And they feel invincible. You feel invincible. Remember when you were 19, and maybe you're listening to me and you're that old, when you're 19 and 20 and 21, how you felt, what you could do, how you could conquer anything. There wasn't a challenge that was too big, and maybe this is a challenge for some. But I think it's scary. I think it's scary. For the people around those people, because they're the ones that ultimately could suffer the greatest of all, losing their life. Michael, listening to us in Portland. Kate, I'm tired of the violence in Portland. I'm tired of it. You know it is, these agitators, you know it. And it's not portrayed that way. It's portrayed all kinds of different ways, depending on your point of view. And it's time for this to end. I'm sick of it. Riots again? Ugh. Every weekend. How's any restaurant going to open up anywhere near there when they constantly have problems? Yeah, you know, they said over 60 Portland 911 calls went, you know, just dead overnight because police had to respond to the riots. So that's the other side of this. So agitators causing problems divert police attention from somebody who might really need it, but they're not going to get it because the focus is not on individuals, it's on the overall, and that's what's happening. Which is too bad, because can you imagine being one of those 60 people that desperately needed 911 and you couldn't get it? Ugh, it'd be infuriating. And that's why you gotta wear the mask, and you gotta teach everyone else to wear the mask. And I think the beginning, there was so much confusion that's really what's put a thorn in the side of this whole thing. And with more cases mounting and more hot zones, I don't know. People have to be serious. You gotta take it seriously. I social distanced with a few friends over the week, and we social distanced. It was fine. It was good. It was great, as a matter of fact, for 2 hours. So you can see them, you can hang, but you just practice the distancing thing. It's not that big of a deal. Peter, listening to us in New Jersey, says, Kate, the governor of New Jersey thinks he's King George. It's ridiculous. Some of the crap they're pushing down our throat with lockdowns, etc. I get outbreaks, but I think he's so over the top. Yeah, the Murph. A lot of people not happy with him, but he doesn't want to be the governor that gets tagged with the most coronavirus hits. This or that next. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will.
Turn for this hour of the show. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Stay safe, but for goodness sake, expand. Take a walk on a different block, maybe. If you're feeling like everything is closing in. You can always send me your thoughts, by the way. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Time for another edition of This or That. That's when our pal Eric, our technical maestro for this show, joins us. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's up?
Feel like the walls are closing in a little bit on you?
All four of them, or all six, all six of them.
Six. I think even if you live in a mansion, you would feel that way. It'd be like, okay, we visited this room again. Oh, look at all this space I have, but we're still in the house. I'm serious. I think if you live in a shoebox or you live in a giant house, granted, people that live in a smaller space could look enviously at a big house, but it's still the same thing in a way. Right? Because it's one thing to spend time in your house where, oh, we have a movie room. Oh, we're playing pool. Oh. But those people are still going out or were going out. But now they can't really go out the way we used to go out.
There's still boundaries.
Yeah, they're boundaries. Yeah, and we don't like the boundaries. All right, so how about this? Are you superstitious?
I like to be. I try to be. I love to be superstitious.
I try to be. I like to be. I love to be. I love it. That's like a baseball player. They're all superstitious. So which one, this or that, which one of these, you can only pick one, would you think is the one that you're more concerned about? Step on a crack break your mother's back, or walk under a ladder. Both are bad luck. So when you're walking, so you avoid cracks.
Yep.
Oh, boy. You're kooky.
I don't really. Well, it's just like, it's something I think I grew up with because my brother told me to watch out for the cracks. You know?
Watch out for the cracks, kid. That's my best piece of advice. Hashtag. Yep. I would say for me, I think it's the ladder, right? Because I've been around ladders and people always scream out, don't walk under the ladder, don't walk under the ladder. And my uncle was in construction, and sometimes I'd go on the sites and help him out, and there was always ladders up. People were always climbing, and so it was always the big thing about don't walk under a ladder. So I actually think that's bigger for me, don't walk under a ladder. There you go.
Yeah, it seems like whatever you grew up with.
Yeah, whatever you grew up with, it sticks in your head.
So your uncle taught you that then, right?
Yeah, and other people around me said it, so I heard it so much that I was just avoided it. If I see a ladder, I want it down. Like, just a ladder standing there, I don't like it.
So it comes down to, like, whoever you look up to, whatever they say, you kind of look out for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, because that sticks in your head. So that's why so much of what happens to us is formed when we're younger. I mean, things are there. There's no doubt about it. All right, this is a big one for a lot of people, and it's a very big one for me. Stick shift or automatic?
Only
which do you prefer?
Shift. I'm glad you asked
that. Oh, that's
me.
That's me, too.
Really?
I'm all about stick, although I'm not driving a stick shift right now, but I always have. This is the first time I haven't. I love stick shifts. I don't know. I love it. I love to have that power in the car. I talk about it in my book that I'll tell the story. I was supposed to do a speaking gig for the National Speakers Association, and Southwest was having their computer meltdown a couple of years ago. It was 2016. So I had no choice but to drive all the way from the DFW area in Texas to Arizona to Phoenix, and then we drove straight through like 16 hours. It was exhausting, but I was the stick driver, and I did it. So when I pulled up in front of the hotel, the guys that were there to take the car, I got out. Oh, you came all the way from Texas. Yep, straight through. Wow, they were shocked. And then the kid looked at the car, and he saw the stick shift, and he said, did you drive this the whole way? And I said, I did. And he said, you're a badass.
I always say that. I usually only say that to like, if a girl is driving a stick shift. Well, I never say that to a guy, actually. But
yeah, just to a girl.
Just to girls, yeah.
Right. And so that's what he was saying to me. Because I was a woman, I get out of the car, he's like, oh, that's it. And he would wave to me like the whole time I was at the hotel and be like, yeah, that's you. And he didn't even know I was there giving this huge speech. He could care less. It was just all about that I did this stick shift thing, which was so cool. So
it's really cool to see a girl do it. I don't know why. Like, it's just more rare, I guess.
Because it's rare. It's rare. Most women do not drive sticks.
But it's not that hard to learn. Like, anyone can learn. Like, in Europe, all the women know how to do it.
Sure.
So it's like, why is it so cool, you know, over here?
I don't know. It's because it's just it's rarer. It doesn't mean it doesn't happen, but it's rarer. You'll like this one then, too. So raw cookie dough versus cooked cookies, because that's a thing where somebody always wants to eat the raw cookie dough. Even they may like the cookies, but they have to have the raw cookie dough. Which are you?
Wait, what was the question?
So the question is raw cookie dough versus cooked cookies. Like you don't touch the raw. Just make the cookies. That's fine. Or do you have to have
the
raw
real
cookie?
Difference? Like I'll eat both at the same time.
Well, because they say it's supposed to not be good for you to eat the raw cookie dough. There's a whole big thing about that.
Who cares? They're telling me that I shouldn't go out without a face mask.
Oh, if you're going to die from eating cookie dough. I love it. Raw cookie dough is so popular, and I think this is a man-woman thing, too. A lot of guys, especially, will eat raw cookie. But there are ice creams that are have raw cookie dough in them. That's very, very popular. Ben and Jerry's has a flavor like that. There's a couple of others that do. My husband loves it. He wants to eat the regular cookies, like you said. Like, what's the difference? But he better get offered some of the raw cookie dough because he loves it.
Well, I love both.
Yeah, both. There you go. All right. How about this? You have a choice between cars, and I saw both of these cars this weekend when I was tooling around. A Porsche Cayenne or a Lamborghini? You can get one of those. Which one do you pick?
Lamborghini.
Oh, they are so crazy looking. Awesome.
I think they're fast.
Like, I didn't think I was a... They're faster. I like cars, but I didn't think I was that much of a car person until I started to see, like, these incredible classic cars, and then I saw a pristine Porsche Cayenne, and then I saw a Lamborghini this weekend, all three, and I was like, you know what they all had in common? Men were driving them.
I'm glad you brought this up, because I'm not sure what makes a car person, because... You know, one car person can be into Lamborghinis, and then another car person can be into Hondas. You know, it's like, and then one car person can be driving a Corvette, and then one car person can be changing the oil for the Corvette. You know what I mean? Like,
I get it.
I think what makes a car person a car person is if they know everything, which I don't. So, I don't really know. I can't really talk much on the car.
Well, somebody, like a car aficionado, would be someone who gets every car magazine. They know everything about the car, what the history of it, the whole thing. Somebody who likes cars, I think they're two different things.
Yeah, if you brought someone like that on the air, I think they would say some stuff that none of us...
Would
ever understand. So, like, I think that person deserves all the credit.
That's right. They could bluff us because we wouldn't know what to call their bluff on. But Lamborghinis, founded in 1963 in Italy. Ooh, they are such a sleek, fast car. Oh, my gosh. Eric, thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
Shout out to the technical man and all of you for listening to this version of the show. Also, Mo Flam. Keep it real, people.
SuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.